listening to Average Joe's Chess, a chess podcast made by average chess players, but exceptional lovers. We're gonna make love to you, Average Joe's Chess. We're gonna make love to you, Average Joe's Chess.
Oh, perfectly in time as always.
Ah, Jofers, episode 4. Already? How did we get this far?
I didn't think we would, to be fair. I wasn't feeling too hopeful after the first one, but here we are.
And this is an extra special episode, isn't it?
Tell the viewers why.
Well, I don't know. Why is it?
Well, I'm thinking it's because it's the first one we've done face-to-face. It's the first time I've actually seen what you look like.
I mean, I'm your uncle. How many years have I known you?
Yeah, but I only ever see you from behind.
Oh, dear. Okay, yeah, well, it's not actually face-to-face, is it? Because we're sitting side-by-side because we couldn't work out how to get the microphone to work face-to-face.
Yep, yep.
So, side-by-side. But yeah, Jofers, episode 4. And what an episode. We've got some good stuff coming up.
We have got some good stuff coming up. We've also got an interesting episode for the fifth episode. Is it too soon to say what's happening?
No. Well, yeah, but probably. Yeah, we've got a good announcement to make.
Do you want
to
go for it? Do you want to tell the folks?
Nah, let's leave it till the end. Otherwise, people are just going to switch off at this point.
I think they've switched off already.
I'm sure they have. So, yeah, Jofers, what's coming up in today's show?
Today's show. I think a little recap over the opening that you told me to do. Remember the Coronation opening?
Coronation opening. That's beautiful.
Coronation
did
weekend.
Did you enjoy it? Oh, tell me in a minute.
Okay.
Anything else? We can discuss our ratings.
Yep, our ratings. I've got some positive news this week, which is nice.
Okay.
As opposed to last week. Other than that,
we got other stuff coming up. Should we just deal with it when it comes up?
Shall we? Yeah, let's do it.
Let's start off with current ratings.
Current ratings.
Personally, mm-hmm. I started off really well. And my ratings went up much higher than they've been for ages.
Okay.
And I thought, yeah, we've got to do this podcast now. So I can tell
strike while the iron's hot.
Exactly. And then over the course of, okay, we've left it 2 weeks to the last one because I wasn't up for it last week. Mm-hmm. And in that 2 weeks, I have just done so shite.
Just bombed.
It's like I am probably now at the lowest I have been. To the point where I was just...
In terms of emotions or rating?
Everything. So, yeah, I did have it all prepared to tell you. And
I've got your last podcast.
Okay, yeah, you tell the last one while I quickly grab this one again.
You was really all over the place in terms of bullet, blitz and rapid. Mm-hmm. We also realised that you didn't know the difference between bullet and blitz.
What's chess?
Not a clue. Mm-hmm. We're really not qualified to be doing this podcast, are we?
You're just not.
Your rapid was really good. It was like 15-50. Mm-hmm. Your blitz, not as good. 11-15.
Hold on. And then, what was rapid again?
So 15. Rapid was 15-50.
Okay, I haven't touched that. I'm still 15-50.
Okay. Blitz was 11-15.
Okay, I've been playing blitz. That's one I got up to over 1,002 something.
Okay.
Held it there a little bit. And yeah, it's currently on 964.
It's really?
And dropping. Like, by the next podcast, if we don't do one in a week's time... So if we leave it 2 weeks, I'll be like that. I won't even be
You'll be playing checkers.
Yeah. I just don't know.
What's happened?
Okay, so a couple of things. Firstly, I've been playing shit.
Yeah, it doesn't help.
And also, I've been trying out a new opening for black.
Is it one that I set you? I didn't set you a challenge.
No. So that was on the other account. You did set me the seven pawn challenge. This opening for black, great opening, but I'm still sort of learning the nuts and bolts of it. So I'm going to take a few hits, I guess. And that combined with just playing shit, playing at inopportune moments as usual.
Well, are resigning matches halfway through when you shouldn't have started a match?
I will see the match completion, but I just feel like I definitely shouldn't have started the match. I might be cooking dinner, for example, stirring some onions with one hand, playing chess with the other hand.
Right.
Mind's got to be on the game, hasn't it? And
there's a reason why they don't allow onions in the World Chess Championship finals, aren't they?
Don't they?
Nah, it's a big distraction. It's like rule number one.
I'm not going to enter it next week.
Yeah, that's the only thing stopping you.
No way. No onions, no owl.
Oh, I love that. That is a beautiful quote.
So, and basically, bullet, I mean, I hardly ever play it anyway.
Can I just say, I'm looking at your graph trajectory. It is a very bumpy road, isn't it?
It's bumpy. It's a nice pitch. Actually looks a bit like Sizewell B Power Station. Sort of that bump at the top and then goes down. You've got the waves of the sea.
It's like an abstract painting, isn't it?
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. How's your Bullet looking?
Bullet's looking crap. I don't play Bullet, as you know. It's just Bullet I sometimes treat as a warm-up exercise.
Right, okay. Do you want to know what it was last week?
Yeah, go on.
You was on 938 last week.
Yeah, that's 918. Dropped 20 points.
That's nothing.
Next time, I'll see if I can improve over the next week or so.
Yeah, good luck with it.
Yeah. Go on then, how are you doing, Joe Fierce?
I'm doing good, thank you for asking. In terms of chess ratings, so last week, I was on 1800 for rapid. This week, I'm still on 1800.
You just don't play, you're just scared.
I was just
we
so
should
proud.
Talk about this. We should talk about, like, holding on to your rating.
Yeah.
You know, this sort of rating hoarding almost.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a rating whore.
You're a rating Are you rating whore? You're a rating whore.
I don't think I'll ever kind of...
Is that it? Are you satisfied with 1,800?
I wanted to get to 2,000. That was always my goal.
But you don't... You're scared to lose 1,008?
Yeah, because I don't think I deserve that. I didn't even ever obtain it. I obtained 1,893.
By playing with yourself.
Yeah, it's the only way to improve. Chess, yeah. But then I received an extra 7 points because someone had cheated against me before. So it's like a weird way
that's
to get to 1,800.
Right. No, that's fine.
I'll take it.
Take it.
But I now need 200 of opponents to cheat against me so I can get to that 2,000.
200.
That's the only way I think I can actually achieve
Your
it.
Your maths is better this time than the last podcast. It was crap.
Yeah, it took a real hit.
I honestly think you got to go for it.
I think so. I'm going to bite the bullet.
You know,
which is a nice segue into my bullet rating.
Okay,
there we go.
Go on then. I was going to talk about therapy, but I like it. I like how you did that link.
Always deflect.
Do it.
So my bullet was 1352. It's now 1461.
Mm-hmm. And I'd say that again.
1352.
Uh-huh.
Now it's gone up 1461, okay. So over 100.
That's good.
And my blitz was 1472. It's now 1568 again.
I'm going to say it's really good,
yeah.
But haven't you just regained what you lost the previous week? So we're just back at square one.
Yeah, pretty much. We could have skipped the last two podcasts because the ratings
should have done, shouldn't we?
Would have made our life so much easier.
It would have been a lot easier. Okay.
But I am enjoying my chess again, which is the main thing.
See, I'm not.
Not in the slightest.
Nah, I am enjoying it. I'm not enjoying losing.
Your opponents are enjoying it.
But I do what I can for the chess community. If it sort of helps them to enjoy their game, I'm happy to lose a few.
The chess community would be on its knees without you.
Yeah, I think you're right. But no, I am really enjoying it. Like, for example, the other night I was tidying the kitchen and I thought, right, I'm going to go to bed soon. I thought, oh yeah, I'm going to play chess in bed. It's quiet. I'm going to get maybe 4 or 5 games. Really enjoy a nice, quiet, focused chess session. And I put an audio book on for my daughter to listen to go, and I dozed off.
Just no
that
chess.
Was it. No chess.
No.
But that shows I was looking forward to it. I am enjoying. The following night, I did have those games and I lost them all. So I was pissed off.
It happens. I think you have certain days where it's just the best thing in your life, and then there's certain days where I just think, whoever invented chess is just such a sadistic
prick. Sick bastard. It's horrible.
But
we keep coming back for more.
And you know what the worst thing is? So I teach in a college, you know, and I've been teaching. The whole kind of thing this week that I've been teaching is all about, like, addiction, like gambling addictions, all these kind of things. And it had all the side effects and, like, all the warning signs and, like, the things to look out for. And it was everything I have towards chess, about how you can't leave on a loss and stuff, and you always have to try and rectify that. And the whole time I was just sweating, thinking, oh, I might be an addict, you know.
It's a Chess Anonymous, you know, like alcoholics. Is there a Chess Players Anonymous?
There would be, but it's hard to do the meetings because they never leave their house.
Wow. Okay, well, I think we've done that one, Joe. So, you mentioned college.
Yeah.
TJ, what have you been doing outside of chess in the last... What's your highlight? What have you done?
It'd be last night, you know. So my friend got fired, which isn't... that's not the highlight. it wasn't the highlight of his week. But we had like a nice leave-in do for him.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it was brilliant. Wish him all the best. But it was like... Yeah, went out for a nice Indian meal. Got a nice vegetable biryani. Very nice. Then we went to do some bowling, arcades and whatnot. It was...
Did you get to play chess while you were out?
We were talking about chess. Me and my mate Dan were talking about it. And like, should we go for it now? But you know the reason why I didn't let him add me on chess.com? And it's really embarrassing. I just didn't want him to see how many games I've played because it's just so embarrassing.
And also the fact that you've been playing them during the day while
supposed to be working with him and talking to him. Or...
the other guy got fired.
Yeah, yeah.
And probably didn't deserve it. You did deserve it. Oh, and you're still in the job.
Oh, the amount of fake meetings I kind of put together.
Leave it. You don't want to reveal this stuff.
That's a good point. But yeah, so just some bowling, some Indian meals. What else was there last night? Couple of mocktails. A lot of the people don't drink there, so we went for mocktails and went for an apple mojito. Reminded of me and you in Sicily with the cocktail bar with the really inappropriate, unmeasured amount of alcohol.
That was horrible. Wasn't it?
It was disgusting.
Couldn't get home.
I don't. How did we get home?
I have no idea.
But we went home to an Indian meal that someone had prepared for us, and I just remember giggling the whole way through it.
We walked in, and it's when you walk into a room of sober people and you've been on a hot beach all day and had a
It was good times. What have you been up to?
I've been up to all sorts. So we missed a last podcast, so I wasn't really feeling it. So, right. But prior to that, I went to see Joe Satriani in concert.
Of course.
And that was fantastic. Mm-hmm. What a great night. What a guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Very fast hand movements.
He'd be great at chess, wouldn't he?
He'd be a bullet expert. The way he strums.
Really?
Oh my God.
And you went with our friend who we've mentioned quite a few times on this podcast.
Put him in the podcast. Yeah. I went with him and he actually listened to the podcast on the way home from there and he loved it.
Who, Joe Satriani?
Joe listened as well.
Yeah.
He's an average Joe. He's not an average Joe. He is way above. Joe Satriani can play guitar.
He can. And has your guitar playing changed because of it?
You know what? I didn't actually play guitar for 2 weeks after going.
It's felt inadequate. Not worthy. I wonder if we could ever send this podcast out to him. What do you think he'd make of it?
Get Joe on the show.
He looks like a chess player.
I think he does. Yeah. I think he'd be all right. You'd have to take the sunglasses off, I reckon. You know, he always wears them when he performs.
Everything is a black piece when he's got his sunglasses on. No. I don't think so.
I think he's
blind. Out of curiosity, what other musicians do you think would make for amazing chess players?
Ooh. Alive musicians.
I think it'd be hard to play if they were dead.
Do you reckon you think like Hendrix and that? I think Fast Hands is a prerequisite if they're playing Blitz or... not Blitz. What's that other one that I forget?
Bullet.
Bullet. If they're playing Bullet, I reckon Fast Hands would be good. Mm-hmm. Eric Clapton, that's his nickname, isn't it?
It's close. It's slow like hand Clapton.
Oh, yeah.
It's very close.
So we'll get Eric in for long games. What about you? I mean, you asked a question. What do you think?
Ah, it's a good question. It was my question.
Well done for asking a good question.
Thank you. You know what? I don't have any notes on it because it just came to me in the moment. But if I had to think at the top of my head, go for someone like... Ooh, let me have a little think. I'd go for Barry White.
You reckon?
Because you know how we're... Is he?
Yeah, Barry's dead.
We can have a cuddle. I think so. I just thought because you know the whole average chess players but exceptional lovers. I just thought who's an exceptional lover? Yeah, yeah. Well, Barry White looks like he was an exceptional lover.
Do you reckon he does?
I think so.
You think that is the look? I know he's got the voice for it, and I know people love loving to Barry White. But do you think that is the look of an exceptional lover?
I think so.
We've described ourselves as exceptional lovers on the...
We are also compulsive liars.
You're listening to Rich. Yeah.
But how did we get onto this? What was the actual theme of the episode?
We were talking about this episode.
What are we supposed to be talking about?
We were talking about...
Can I tell you how the coronation opening went?
Shall we do that?
Please.
Yeah, let's talk challenges. Last week I set you a challenge of... the coronation opening, as it was the coronation possibly around that time.
It was.
And the opening was to move your king forward at every given opportunity. Yep. Make the king go up the board, see how far you can get, see if it freaks your opponents out, see if you get checkmate, see if you can checkmate people. I mean, that would be the ultimate.
Yep.
And, Joe.
Can I start by showing you my last 15 games in terms of whether there were wins or losses?
Let me see. What does the red square with the line remind
That means that I lost that game. So as you can see, when I started the challenge...
Are there any green ones?
No, there is one.
One green.
One in about 50.
You lost a lot of games.
I lost
here,
a lot of games.
You persevered. You played quite a lot.
Well, I was enjoying the reactions from opponents. And I thought I'd show you the reaction by my first opponent.
Uh-huh.
So I played e4 just to get my king some kind of like breathing space.
Mm-hmm.
He played the same. Standard, smashed it in the middle.
Yeah.
I moved my king up. Can you guess what? What
moved his king up?
He moved his king up. He joined me. Yeah. I moved my king up again. He moved his king up again. Some Italian guy called Denze Curry.
You know what? I take it back what I said about the Italians.
You like him now?
Week. Yeah. He's gonna do that. Good lad.
It's good Italian. It kept going on. Not gonna lie. He checkmated me in about 8 moves. It was quite embarrassing. I messaged him and just said, "Yeah, sorry about that. It's for my upcoming podcast episode." He said, "What's it called? I'll give it a listen. You got yourself a new fan." So I just thought I'd give him a little shout out.
What was he called?
Denze Curry, traditional Italian name.
And you went for a curry. And I went for
it, so it all makes sense. Wow. Now. And then I'd say that was the highlight of the coronation opening. And then I kind of took it from that to see how far up the board I could get my king.
Good still strategy.
Knowing I'm going to lose, I'm going to get checkmated.
Mm-hmm.
And I made it to
very negative way,
very pessimistic. Mm-hmm. But I made it to the 6th rank and I just couldn't get past that.
Really? Yeah. What happened on the 6th rank?
Just checkmate every time.
Seriously.
It's, I think there's a reason why you don't move your king like 12 times in the opening moves.
Yeah, well, maybe you're just not good at it.
I think I need to practice. I think that's what it is.
Do it, you know your 1800 rating that you don't want to lose?
Yeah, just do it on that.
Do it on that.
Yeah, it's the only way to get to that 2000 level, I think.
In terms of therapy, as we've discussed over 3 episodes now, and this podcast is actually your therapy, isn't it? It's your therapy session. I think you should do it on your 1800. Learn to give up. Learn to let go of that which you love. You love that 1800 rating. What better way to give it up? And let your king do the walking and talking. Let him move up the board. Just lose the rating. Yeah. You're going to do that?
No, get fucked. Not a chance. I'm retiring that rapid rating. Yeah, I'm never touching that ever again.
I can see that was a tricky challenge.
It was.
But,
it was
But
hard.
It was a learning thing for you. I think it was just, you know, I don't know what you learned.
I learned not to trust you.
That's a good thing. Good.
How did yours go?
You sent me the 7 pawn sprint, didn't you? 7 pawn challenge, make 7 pawn moves initially. Yep. Believe it or not, I was won quite a few games.
Really?
I would show you, but I'm just
that's
not
only
as
because
you
started on a rating of 200.
That is exactly right. But no, I did actually win some, and then I did lose some. I did get fools mated as well because
remind me the fools. Mate.
Don't ask me that. No. But it's basically they had like their queen facing my king. Where I just had no pieces to block and the king's trapped in.
Okay.
Then I learned to be a bit more selective on those pawn moves.
Mm-hmm.
But what actually really surprised me about the opening, other than the fact I won a few, is that they've actually got names. Like one was Anderson's opening, and one
even
of them,
the pawns had names. Lopez,
H pawn
Simon, Brian.
Yeah, that's what Ginger GM calls his H pawn Harry, doesn't he?
He does.
Yeah. But yeah, so the opening, a lot of the openings where you move the pawns actually have names.
Okay.
Like crap opening, shit opening.
Fuck are you thinking opening?
Exactly. But yeah, I think I won a few as well because of the quicker time control. And
okay,
my opponents are just ran out of time because
they're
not
faint
used
in the first
this.
Couple of seconds when they see you're opening.
Yeah, I think so. But yeah, I actually quite enjoyed it. And then I just stopped doing it for a bit. And I had a quick go before we played tonight, mm-hmm. and again won that one, but it was on time. You saw that. I was already on two. I was on 2 minutes something, and they'd run out.
I think that's misleading. You say it was on time, but you did have like a lot more points than them as well in
I
terms
did have
of material.
A lot more yeah.
So you would have won if it went on longer.
But I also think it's your accurate statement of the fact that okay, it's not 200 rated, but it is lower rated.
Yeah.
But embarrassingly, it's now the same rating almost as my actual rating that I've worked on for a long time.
At least you have an excuse for this one. That's what I like about this account. If it's I do good. Get a poor kind of rating, I have an excuse.
What's the account, Joe?
How do you mean?
Everyone has. I'm sure everybody has listened to the other podcast.
Oh, of course.
And I'm sure they've followed it and they're following us on chess.com. But for our new listeners.
Yeah. Well, I have over 2 friends on this account. No, I don't
really?
Have one.
Like real life friends?
No, I have less than that in real life. Yeah.
Just like make-believe chess friends.
They're the best kind.
They're the best.
They never leave you. So it's AJC Podcast Joe, and I think you're AJC Podcast Al.
That's right. That's
got a little club going on chess.com as well, haven't we?
We have got a club if you want to join our club.
I'm already in it.
I'm in it as well.
We're in that way.
What?
Just went.
What's it called again? AJC, I can't even remember the name of our club.
We're good at promoting, that's the main thing about this podcast. We know how to market.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was thinking that I need to set you a challenge for this week.
I need a new challenge, yeah. What so, you got in mind?
But the thing is, I've set you what I think is a very, very nice challenge. Mm-hmm. I think you'll love this challenge. But I want to change it because before we started, you went, I've set you a challenge. But I don't know whether to do it because it's really horrible. I feel like I've been a real bastard for setting you this. And you're going to hate it. And it's really hard. I'll say that. Bring it on. I'll try it. So, but now I feel like I need to punish you.
No, no, I'll have the nice
maybe,
one that you
maybe the
up
coronation
with.
Opening was punishing enough.
Yeah, no, but mine is really just sick.
Okay.
I do feel bad.
I'll do mine first.
Okay,
then,
yeah,
then I'll
go
let
on, hit me up.
You reveal
what
your
we got?
Sickness. Yeah. Your sick little mind. Last week you mentioned, we were talking about opponents that we... you were talking about opponents that
sorry, we should explain why we just laughed because people went up the visuals.
Okay,
just happened. Yeah, just
carry
on. These
are things that stay in this room.
Ah, I love that.
We're not broadcasting pictures here. It's just voice. They
beautiful.
Don't need
they
to know. What
they don't need
happened.
To know. That's
no
all good.
No one needs to know.
You carry on.
Edit that out.
Oh, okay.
So last week we were talking about how people we hate playing or things that we hate during matches, and you said you hate it when people trash talk you.
Yeah.
And you said that you're a vindictive bastard when they trash talk you. And that one guy, explain that again quickly. You followed him, you changed your profile picture.
He shit talked me, I ended up checkmating him. And I was like, where you gone, blah, blah, blah. He stopped replying to me, so I just stole his profile picture, which was him and his friend in a pub somewhere in Ireland. And just put it as my profile picture and just kind of took on his identity for a few years.
In real life?
Yeah.
You lived in Ireland.
Oh, 100%.
You moved to Ireland.
I had to commit identity fraud just to kind of get back at him.
Wow. Yeah, and I said to you that potentially you need therapy of all of this. Mm. We keep saying how you need this therapy.
I'll be fine.
And so your therapy for this week is I want you to play slower time control matches that'll give you enough time because your challenge is not on the board, it's off the board, it's chat related.
Okay.
So, do you know the song A Little Respect by Erasure?
Yeah, absolute banger.
Okay.
Covered by Wheatus when I was a kid, wasn't it?
Yeah.
With the bongo guy.
Yeah, so I want you to use the lyrics from it to chat to your opponents. Don't get a ban.
Okay.
I can see you get a ban. But, so the lyrics are things like, I'm so in love with you, I'll be forever blue. What religion or reason could drive a man to forsake his lover, etc. Soul, I hear you calling, oh baby please give a little respect
right,
to me.
Okay.
Even if you just use oh baby please give a little respect to me. And then you can report back on the sort of chats
you've been having.
Don't reveal to them your mission.
Mm-hmm.
Just chat with them. You can go off script. These are just sort of conversation starters for you. But the more lines you throw into each match, the more imaginary points I'll give you at the end of it.
And what can I cash in those points for?
You can get imaginary prizes.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I am ready.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you're up for that challenge, I know it's slower time controls. You could even just play them and resign.
No, I'd never resign.
Good.
What would Erasure want me to do?
Erasure would want you to give a little respect.
Exactly.
And
I'm a respectful
a little respect.
Man.
You want to get that respect from your
this
opponent.
Could be the start of a blossoming kind of friendship with someone.
Oh, baby, please.
Imagine if I came up against Mr. Erasure in a chess game. He'd be like, this guy's speaking my language.
That could be good. Who is Mr. Erasure? Do we know the...
lead singer. Yeah, it was... Google it.
Come on, Joe. Who was it?
It was
come
that
on,
guy.
Joe.
You know the one with the...
I can't type in the dark. You need to get more lights.
Andy Bell, off
Andy
the top
Bell.
Of my head. Yeah.
Is that who you're thinking?
Yeah. He's a good old Andy Bell. Mm. If I do come up against him, that'll be a pretty interesting one. But to be fair, the challenge that I've set for you is also a kind of non-chess related one.
Okay.
I had three ideas, and the one that I think I'm going to go with... It's such a shitty thing to...
No, you're not going to make me play naked chess in a car park.
There was one similar to that, like, not, no word of a lie, but I went for a different one. So you basically have to play bullet chess, which is fine. I know you love
like
your bullet. You love your bullet chess. You play on your phone, don't you?
Yeah.
So you'd have your phone in one hand, be making the moves.
I don't know where you're going with this.
This is a family podcast.
It's not a family podcast, but carry on.
Okay. So your phone in one hand, you're making the moves. And bullet chess, for anyone who doesn't watch chess, it's very fast. It's very fast-paced. Usually within like 1 minute, all of your moves. In your right hand, you're going to have a pair of tweezers. Preferably wearing shorts.
This just sounds like a normal Friday night.
It really does, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I just want you to pluck a hair every move off of your leg.
From who?
From you?
From me?
Yeah.
Pluck my own hairs.
Yeah, so what, pluck your own hairs, or maybe on the bottom of your thigh or something. Every single move you make,
really?
Pluck a hair. And I'm thinking, once you get down to like low time control, you're going to be a lot more rushed and you won't care if it's one hair or five hair. You're just going to be tugging away.
How the hell did you think of this one?
I don't know. Sick
plucker.
I just think it could be a... It doesn't have to be your leg. I just thought that's the most painful area.
I think you go for maximum effect,
yeah.
Man.
Anytime.
Back of the arm probably hurts.
The back of the arm? Could do.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you prefer?
Well, I am quite hairy.
Mm-hmm. You won't be after this.
No. Let me just do a random selection. I mean, if you're after maximum pain, I'll experiment.
Okay.
When
on
I find
who?
That point.
On me?
No. That's a great idea.
There we go. Yeah.
Tomorrow we'll experiment with... yeah, we could do that.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I was going to say I'll experiment, find the point of maximum pain.
Yeah.
And then I'll stick with that.
Is this challenge definitely okay?
How many matches am I doing?
Yeah. You sure?
Yeah,
because I have
fine.
Varying levels of challenges. So
yeah,
I was...
but I'm just thinking they're going to be worse.
Nah, but I can save the others for future weeks now.
Save
so we can
them,
look forward
that's
to
fine.
Them. All right, no, I like you taking this one by the...
Oh, yeah, anything that involves a bit of bullet pain, tweezers and... yeah. Bullet pain. Bullet chest, tweezers and pain. What more could I want?
What is the outlet
life
can give you?
This is what I signed
you?
Up to this show for.
Let's do it.
This is it, Joe. This is the pinnacle
what would
of
Goggins
my chessing
do?
Career.
That's your motto,
what
isn't
would
it?
Goggins do? I think he's quite hairless.
Is he?
Have you not seen him?
No.
David Goggins tends to run around with his... He hasn't got a single hair on his...
Really?
I don't even think he waxes. I think he's just one of those
naturally
guys...
Naturally hairless.
Naturally smooth.
Ooh,
he can't carry any extra sort of hair weight because he's doing ultras and stuff like that.
You know, as in doing ultramarathons. We meant ultras as in, you know, the football fans. The really, the hooligans.
He's
just constantly doing ultras and they just hate hairy men. Makes sense.
Oh, Jofers. So, yeah, I think that sounds like great
good
fun.
Of
looking forward to that challenge. And then moving away from chess challenges, but still chess related, which is quite impressive for us.
For a chess podcast.
On a chess podcast.
Impressive.
Considering we don't talk a lot of chess. last week or the week before, I put together a little chess playlist of music.
Ah, you're telling me.
Which is on... Spotify for anybody or Amazon or I can't remember what I did it on.
Okay, perfect.
There's a chess podcast
somewhere.
Music AJ chess podcast playlist floating around there somewhere of music, all instrumental music that I could listen to playing chess.
Right.
I'm going to preface that with I don't listen to music when I'm playing chess.
Okay.
But I know quite a few streamers have sort of music on in the background while they're playing and stuff. Never really to my taste, the stuff they're listening to.
Any you can think of off the top of your head?
There is one particular streamer, actually, but I'll mention him afterwards.
Okay.
I don't know, is there anything you would listen to? So recently, to give you an example, I listened to some David Gilmour whilst playing.
Nice.
And actually, I really did like
it. As in, like,
my headphones
solo
on.
Stuff?
Yeah, it was his sort of post-Pink Floyd, David Gilmour stuff. And it was really nice to play chess too. I don't want something... that's going to distract me too much from the chess. I mean, in fairness, it really wouldn't matter. I just told you how shit I've been doing. I could listen to anything. And
right.
I'm putting you on the spot, but is there any... Do you listen to music while you play?
I do listen to music while I play. I get in the habit of, if there's a song I've discovered over the last week or so, I can easily listen to that song on repeat for about, I don't know, 6-7 hours. I just get a bit obsessive with songs.
Yeah.
I also like a bit of wave sounds and stuff while I'm playing. Just
what's
block
that?
Out the world. As in, like, just waves of the sea.
Really? I think it meant, like, people going, woohoo, hello, I'm over here, Joe.
I just love
not those
wave.
Sort of waves.
No, no.
Okay.
So, yeah, that kind of stuff. Just white noise, block everything out.
White noise?
Is that what it's called?
Yeah. There's white, brown, pink. There's all sorts of things.
What's the difference?
I think it's sort of hole it's coming out of.
Okay. Didn't realise yours makes such a noise.
But the reason I said what noise I was sounding surprised is because I put it on to go to sleep.
Yeah.
And waves and that sort of thing. It's what people put on to go to sleep.
And that's why my rating keeps going down.
Maybe,
it makes me really drowsy in the game.
What we should do is look at what the top chess players on YouTube are listening to.
Right.
And maybe that's the secret to their success. Maybe it's nothing to do with all the years of training and
no,
natural
chess
ability and coaching and it's the music.
But I get really pissed off with music that I don't like. I get really easily distracted and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I have to... Same with when I'm working out. I can work out to any type of genre. It doesn't have to be like really fast music or anything. As long as it's a song I like. Mm-hmm. So like this week, I've just been listening to loads of Christmas songs. I know it's the middle... Genuinely, I know it's the middle of... what are we in now? Middle of May? Early June, is
like
it?
Like the middle of May, the 27th.
Middle of
May. Yeah, 54 days in May.
What's the song?
30 days half whatever, blah blah blah, 54 days in May.
Yeah, that's the one. It's so yeah, just been really getting into the Christmas spirit, banging out some Christmas songs.
Yeah, honestly.
No, I swear, you can even look at my most kind of recently added.
I don't want to look at your internet history. Okay. You leave that thing on there.
Yeah.
This is what happens when we sit next to each other. If we were in different rooms, you wouldn't be exposing me to this sort of filth.
That is very true. There's so much I can expose you to right now. It's
no, please. No,
But yeah, now I can, as long as I like the music, gets me in the mood for chess. But it would be interesting to do some kind of study on like lab rats to see what they can play chess to best in terms of music.
Yeah.
I reckon they respond well to a bit of jazz.
I mean, the lab rats in theory can't do any worse than me at the moment.
It's very true.
So yeah, I think we should get your dad to compile you. That would be a good challenge. A chess playlist to listen to because he likes his thrash metal.
Yeah.
I don't know. Does he still like that?
He likes some fresh metal, but he also likes some really
Rammstein or
whatever. All of that stuff.
He likes The Who, but not that Who. We talking
the World Health Organization.
He loves a word. Yeah. No, he doesn't like that.
Cracking band.
No, you know the other Who he listens to. They're like a Peruvian or Chilean sort of band. All of that business.
That was a good song as well.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
It took me ages to learn those lyrics. He loves all of that.
My favourite thing about my dad is when he'll sing a song or something. He'll be like, oh, you know that. Like, I don't know. He's like, of course you know that. Came out from that Swedish thrash metal band in 1987. It was the B-side to Schmickigen und Schmuckmarken. And he's like, oh, yeah, that one. Yeah,
he has
of course.
Got an encyclopedic knowledge of these things. He's good in a pub thrash metal quiz sort of thing.
Oh, and they are just so frequent. So it really comes in
does
handy.
Does your dad play chess?
He doesn't. On paper, he's got everything that a chess player should have. Mm. Poor social skills. but he's got the good memory. But all of that. But
listen, I went for a pint or two with your dad.
Yeah.
Pre-Joe Satriani concert in Birmingham City Centre. Yeah. And his social skills were good. He did hit a man in the face.
You told me.
He sort of clotheslined him as he was walking past.
And we should add it wasn't a violent outburst. He was trying to point to something.
I don't know. I've got a feeling he knew he was a Villa fan.
Oh, really?
Nah. Your dad was pointing at something just as this man walked past. Yeah. And he got him full forearm on the nose and the man dropped down.
Really?
But your dad's social skills were good because they ended up in a nice sort of manly embrace.
Yeah, I'd be kind to someone if they just knocked me out. I wouldn't be, I'd be well scared.
But yeah, we get your dad to do your playlist. I think that'd be good as an experiment, see how you get on play. But you were exposed to that music from an early age. So.
Well, I was telling someone that my earliest memory as a human, well, obviously, my early pigeon memories were just wild. But yeah, my earliest memories was lying. It must have been in a cot because I knew I didn't have the ability to speak, but I knew what was going on around me. And when Mum put me to bed, she'd always put on like a Robbie Williams CD, and I was fine with that. But when Dad put me to bed, there was this cassette, and it was The Greatest Hits of Madness. And I was fine up until about track 6, which was One Step Beyond. And then it would just come on, it was like, One Step Beyond.
And
I just remember screaming out, but
this
not being
was
able
to get you to sleep.
Yeah, and not being able to kind of like put into words, like, can you please turn it off? But I just remember screaming and just hating it. And whenever I see that kind of the front cover for that Greatest Hits, it always just, scares the shit out of me.
You know, I said like these sessions, this podcast is your therapy. I feel like we're getting somewhere with you now.
We're finally getting to the bottom of my sadness.
You know, so tell me about your father. So we get into those early experiences. This is what's made you the man that you are today.
And what a man I am.
Oh, man. So world chess news, Joe. I think
world
we on a chess podcast, we wouldn't be doing it justice if we didn't talk world chess news. Yeah. You know, I have actually not got any world chess news. I haven't followed any. But I know you have.
I have some. I have some.
What's happened?
There's been a tournament going on, I think, in Poland. Mm-hmm. For those of you who don't know, it's a country in Europe. And
so you get geography,
you get
got.
Maths, you get chess, you get everything on this podcast. Magnus Carlsen entered it, and obviously he's gone on different ventures anyway, poker and stuff. People are like, oh, is he still into chess? And on the first day, he kept doing these really bizarre openings. He did the Polish opening or something like that, I think. I think he did the Danish, this and that. And I think he lost like two or three games. He didn't look too good. He was just...
Was he happy losing, do you think? Was he like, I don't care. I've done it. I was the world champion.
I think he never likes losing because he is a competitive guy in a good way. He likes to win. But I also don't think he's the same... I don't think he's as... Like, he just checked if we were actually recording. I just saw you open up the audio tab. I would have been heartbroken.
I forgot to record any of this.
From the top.
Now, we're recording.
We're good. Let's crack on.
If people are listening to this, then obviously it did work.
We're no longer recording now when they're listening to it. This isn't live.
Oh, wow. I'm confused. So, go back to Magnus.
First day, he was shocking. I think he was, like, in the bottom five or something in this tournament. Mm-hmm. Next day, comes in, everyone's thinking it's just going to be the same again. And I think he won like 15 games in a row and won the tournament.
Seriously?
Yeah, just out of nowhere. And just, it wasn't just, he was annihilating people.
Wow. What sort of music was he
listening to? It's hard to say because, it was like an over the board thing. And I think if he came with like a subwoofer and stuff, it's just, a little bit rude.
They would have kicked him out.
Would have.
Bloody hell. That's good world.
But it just shows you, if you have a bad day, the next day you could be.
If you're Magnus,
like, it does help.
Obsessive about chess, had all those years of training, skills.
Best player of all time.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, wow.
It does help. But in talking of over-the-board chess, do you mind if I go on a tangent?
What would this podcast be without tangents?
With no structure.
Go on that tangent. Go on, I'm excited to where the tangent will lead.
There you go. So, as my friend got... I feel bad to keep going on about this. My friend got fired.
Yeah. Did your friend get fired?
He did. I know, bless him. So, I had to get everyone to sign his card in the office and all around the college and whatnot. And I went into the library so people could sign the card. And there was loads of students playing chess over the board.
Really?
Just during the day.
Over the board? Are they allowed to use phones and stuff in college? So that, did they have the option is what I'm saying.
They had the option.
Not in a Sopranos, you know, we've always got the option. That you haven't watched it.
You need to explain the reference. I've seen the first two series.
Okay, another time. But it just refers to being able to assassinate someone. No, we've always got the option.
Okay.
These students, when you say they had the option...
Nothing to do with murders.
No. They have the option to use their phones.
Yes, if they wanted to. Uh-huh. But they were playing over the board chess. I sat down with a guy, he's like, oh, do you want to play me? I was like, yeah, of course. And he said, what rating are you? I was like, oh, well, I always lead with the 1800 rapid.
Yeah,
that
of course.
I haven't touched in like 6 years.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, really? I'm only like 300-400. I was like, oh, don't worry, man, you'll be fine. But obviously I was working, so I was like, I can't do a big game. So we just did a bullet game. And he got the timing app on his phone, so he clicked the phone, then he clicks the phone, and he keeps switching back and forth. And it was going okay, but he started getting panicked, and every time he paused his side, he'd like knock over all my pieces and stuff. So I spent about 50
Maybe that
seconds...
Was tactical.
I think it was. It was really dirty tactics. I spent about 50 seconds of my go just readjusting my pieces and stuff.
Jeez.
Before I knew it, he wiped the floor with me.
Did he win?
Yeah, oh yeah, he won on time. I think I had maybe like 50 of his queens and stuff, which I didn't know was possible. I really annihilated him. The week before as well, I don't know if I said this on the last episode, I was playing against this kid and I did the Danish gambit, which is where you sacrifice 2 or 3 pawns to get a really good lead in development.
Yeah.
I did that, and the first pawn I sacrificed, bless him, I shouldn't laugh, he was like, oh, I got your pawn, and took the pawn, and then I did the second pawn, he's like, oh my god, I got your other pawn, and I felt really bad that he was falling for this gambit, and like by the third pawn, he was like, oh, I've got his third pawn, he was really excited, and I just felt really bad that I think I checkmated him like 3 moves
did
after.
You though, did you feel really bad? You didn't give a shit, did you?
I didn't.
You were relishing the fact that he was getting all excited and you were about to rip the chessboard from under him.
You got to do it. I was acting really hard on the outside. I was like, oh no, there goes another pawn. Oh, God.
Over the board chess sounds like it could be fun.
It could be fun if it's against a 14-year-old who's only just started playing chess.
Yeah.
That's the level where you can really
I've
have
got
fun.
A bit of sort of guilt over the sort of chess and... So on this week, in that, you know, I've been helping those kids to get to the chess tournament.
Yeah.
Well, this was their last week of preparation. They had one day to do it.
Okay.
And then the following day was a chess tournament.
Right.
I just forgot.
You didn't go.
I'd been ill the week before. Oh, they'd fine. Been away on yeah. like a residential course with the school. They'd come back, but I was out of the swing. I'd been going into school 3-4 days a week helping these kids yeah, with yeah. chess. But because of that residential and then feeling ill, I was out of the swing of going in.
Right.
And I think Monday was the last day, Tuesday was a tournament, and Wednesday was me going, oh, bollocks, I forgot to go in. And I was supposed to go to the tournament with them. I don't even know how they got on, and I'm too embarrassed to ask now.
It's the sign of a good teacher.
Yeah.
I think you've got everything that a good teacher needs.
You reckon? I mean, you're in the profession, you're in the teaching.
You could go far as a chess teacher. Yeah, with that kind of time management and organisation.
Imagine if I taught Magnus.
Say it again.
Imagine if I had taught Magnus, if I was his teacher.
He just wouldn't know he's got a talent for chess because he just wouldn't have turned up to the lessons.
No.
He would have got into like gang culture probably.
What
and just...
a life that guy could have had.
Oh, God. Poor Where would guy. He be now? He'd be a success now if it wasn't for chess. He'd have a great life.
Joe, how long have we been doing this for? And I don't mean like 4 weeks. I mean time now.
Oh, God. If I had That's to guess, sad. I'd say 40 minutes and 5 seconds.
There's so much more we could say, but I also feel like we should just wrap it up.
Should we wrap it up?
I think we should call it a day. I think you know, let's not go on about this thing. Huh? It's just chess.
Well, let's click the end button.
Let's just finish it. Let's go. Right now.
Now.
Okay, Joe, we've just gone, but we've just come back because we were having a chat. So did we cover everything? Is there something we...
You'd think in the 40 yeah. minutes we would have covered all the essentials.
But yeah, there was that thing at the start where mm-hmm. we said we would like talk about something at the end and yeah. like built it up as something really exciting.
And then just forgot to do it.
Actually, I think it is really exciting. I think it's some good news.
I think it's the best news we could have hoped for.
Especially for a podcast of, you know, our small standing mm-hmm. at the moment.
3 episodes in, 2 tosses who don't know how to play chess.
And we've got like the most generous man in chess. Mm-hmm. In my opinion, National yep. Master Robert Ramirez
yep.
coming on the show.
What a guy as well.
What a guy.
You just reached out to him on a whim, didn't you? Just
yeah,
saying.
Reached out. Robert, you're a great guy. Yep. I've been following him for a while. How'd you fancy coming and chatting chess with a couple of English pillocks?
And somehow he took you up on the offer.
He's like, yeah, I'd love to
why
do
not?
That. So yeah. We've got Robert coming on the show.
Genuinely buzzing. I've spent the past... Yeah, it's been, like, what, 2 weeks since you told me? And
yeah.
I've spent the last 2 weeks, obviously, watching more of his videos mm-hmm, and just... Mm-hmm. He genuinely is just the coolest, nicest guy in chess.
He is the nicest guy in chess. The stuff that he has got on his YouTube channel, he could charge a fortune for.
Don't tell him that. Like, I don't want him to start charging.
No, don't want him to charge.
We got it good.
Robert, do not charge yeah. for your... No, he should. Well, he shouldn't, because yeah. he's doing it for free. Amazing.
You can tell he's just doing it for
content.
The love of the sport.
He loves chess. Yeah. He loves it, and he's putting all this stuff out there. Mm-hmm. And he's agreed to come on our show.
Yeah, what a guy. I don't think there's many people in the world that would go on a podcast with zero, I mean, millions of listeners. And not many listeners. Just out of the kind of kindness of his own heart, but also just to kind of have a laugh and kind of.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. So, I'm not sure if it'll be the next one or the one after. Mm. But we'll see. Robert is coming on the show.
Can't wait.
And on that note, let's call it a day. Should we just end it again?
Until 5 minutes later when we remember something else.
Let's just end it. Okay.